Hello, this is Florence Nash from Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Money Magazine. We're going to finish up the December issue, I think, this week. And if time allows, we might get into AARP Magazine a bit. Today's programming is generously underwritten by Salibi Chiropractic. Salibi Chiropractic welcomes the geriatric community with any neck, back, or hip issues. Call them at 919-782-4733. That's 919-782-4733. Now for our first article from Money Magazine. We have a young lady here in an article under the live section. This is Meet the 31-year-old who saves up to $8,000 a year clipping coupons. How a small habit inspired by a reality show transformed one family's finances, by Sergei Klebnikov. In 2009, Katie Hernandez had just graduated from college in the middle of a recession. Like many other millennials, she was broke and looking for a way to pay back thousands in student loans. Today, she's a debt-free mother of one with a successful online business. Her secret to success might sound surprising for a person her age. Hernandez, 31, says she saves hundreds of dollars a month by taking an extreme approach to a money-saving tip generally favored by the analog generations before her, clipping coupons. Initially, she and Ernest, her future husband, were looking to trim their spending. It soon became a personal calling. I thought if I could save even 30%, that would give us some breathing room, she says. It turned everything around in our finances. While Hernandez's approach may seem unique, she's hardly alone. As coupons have migrated from the Sunday newspaper to store websites and mobile apps, millennials have followed. On average today, more than half of millennials search for coupons on the Internet before shopping, according to a recent report by CouponFollow, a coupon code website. Another survey from nonprofit research firm PRRI indicates that as of 2016, 48% of millennials used online coupons. That's even more than 39% for Gen Xers and 32% for baby boomers. Of course, saving money is never an easy feat. Hernandez, who blogs about couponing on her website, Couponing with Katie, spends 3 hours a day running her business and scouring for deals. She spends another 90 minutes each week doing her own personal couponing. In other words, couponing is work. But the good news is that with even a fraction of Hernandez's effort, you can still reap savings. The 90% theory. Hernandez first began couponing after watching the now-canceled TLC show Extreme Couponing. Though the show sensationalized couponing with shopping sprees, she says she was impressed by the steep discounts. At this point, unless we're saving about 90% on an item, it doesn't come into our house, she says. How exactly do you save that much? The trick is stacking or combining several offers, like a discount from a store sale with coupons from a manufacturer. She then adds to those savings with rebates from independent apps like Ibotta or Saving Star. These cashback programs, which pay out anywhere from a few cents to several dollars when you upload your store receipts, are used by large retailers for market research and marketing. To get the rebates, you agree to allow them to share your spending data. The results of all this careful strategizing can be dramatic. When recently buying food for her son, for example, Hernandez was able to get Once Upon a Farm baby food pouches, $1.50 each, for just 37 cents. The coupons she used included one for 50 cents off from the manufacturer and one for 25% off from Target's website. She then applied a rebate from cashback app Saving Star. Hernandez says they typically spend 50 cents for cereal or pasta sauce and 25 cents for toilet paper. Razors and mayonnaise are always under a dollar. After using digital coupons or cashback apps, she gets many items for free, such as shampoo, pasta, and barbecue sauce. Before Hernandez started couponing, she and her husband spent an average of $800 a month on food and household items. Now they spend just $100, even with a house, a baby, and two pets. That works out to an annual savings of $8,400. She paid down her college debt in 2013 and is paying off her mortgage and investing in retirement accounts. Of course, these savings require foresight and some sacrifices. I bought the first year of diapers and wipes for my son before he was born, she says. By combining coupons with money earned from cashback mobile apps, Hernandez says she actually made $20 on the purchases. Hernandez also lets her family's dinner menu be driven by deals. The hardest part is developing a stockpile and planning ahead. Replenishing is absolutely key. She stocks up on one protein at a time, like 20 pounds of chicken or 4 pounds of shrimp. That means plenty of frozen food, although Hernandez happily splurges on fresh food and vegetables. We don't eat ramen and hot dogs on our budget, she says. A domino effect. 6 months after Hernandez first began couponing, her friends and co-workers were so impressed that they persuaded her to start a class and teach them her strategies. By 2014, Hernandez had created her own Facebook group, Couponing with Katie, and by 2015, her own blog. Finding a supportive group to share deals with is crucial, Hernandez says, and it's the main reason she launched an online community. Although the group started locally in her current hometown outside L.A., today it has almost 10,000 members, with all 50 states represented. While she's kept her day job as an office manager, Hernandez says affiliate marketing links on the blog and Facebook group supplement her income with several thousand dollars a year. The brand games. The reality is, I can't afford to buy items that are store brand, she says, because the name brand items, which have a perfect storm of sales and savings, will save me 90%, whereas store brands will only save me 30%. For maximum savings, don't be brand specific because it's important to buy products that have coupons available at any time. It's also important as a beginner not to overwhelm yourself. This means being precise and buying the right size item that corresponds to your coupon. When Hernandez first started couponing, she remembers, it was incredibly difficult to keep track of everything. When I first discovered coupons, she says, I printed out a list of 50 items and went to Walmart. They didn't have half the items, and the other half of the coupons weren't working right, so I was sitting there crying in the aisles. Hernandez has come a long way since then, from extreme couponer to extreme saver, she says. I'm the pedal-to-the-metal kind of person. While we are on the topic, here's another article from Money Magazine called How to Save Money Every Time You Shop. This is by Brad Tuttle. If you're trying to save money, and who isn't, it's key to shop strategically at the stores where you spend the most. That likely means some combination of Walmart, Amazon, Costco, and Target, the four all-purpose retailers biggest by sales, in that order, in the U.S. Given how easy it is to whip out a smartphone and see what multiple retailers charge for the same item, cheap prices are critical to win over your valuable shopping dollars. A low price is the beginning of the conversation, but it can't be the whole conversation, says Rachel McGuire, Director of Shopper Insights at Kantar Consulting. Shoppers have a more holistic understanding of value. So how do you maximize getting that value? Here's a handy checklist of hassle-free ways to ensure you'll save at these spots and others. Get your favorite store's credit card. The Target Red Card, which is available as a debit or credit card, Lowe's Advantage Card, and Amazon Prime Rewards Card give a flat 5% discount on all purchases at their respective retailers. Target cards also come with free shipping for all online purchases with no minimum purchase. Scope out the rewards policies for cards affiliated with the stores you visit most and compare them with the rewards for the credit cards you use regularly. Bear in mind that you should probably skip retailer cards if you don't always pay off your balance in full, or if you're the type who goes overboard when shopping with plastic. whatever the savings you'd get from the cards would be outweighed by fees or additional purchases. Next, time your purchases wisely. Sales can and do happen at any moment in countless forms, from Walmart's rollback pricing to weekly specials at Target to random one-day flash sales at Amazon and beyond. It's impossible to keep up with all the discounting, much less to figure out with certainty if the latest deal is truly a deal. Here are some guidelines to help you out. Generally speaking, shoppers pay less when demand is lowest or retailer competition is fiercest for the products they want. Shopper interest in barbecue grills, for example, decreases sharply at the end of summer, and that's when stores tend to roll out lower prices. Stores also try to beat their competitors to the market with cheap prices on electronics, winter clothing, and toys around Black Friday and the winter holiday season, so that's when shoppers should be ready to scoop up bargains. One way to evaluate whether the latest sale represents an amazing or a merely mediocre value is by plugging items into CamelCamelCamel.com. This free service tracks pricing history at Amazon, and it will reveal how and when Amazon adjusted pricing for the item 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years ago. Because Amazon sells almost everything and often matches sales prices of competitors, the pricing history at CamelCamelCamel can serve as a proxy for what other stores have charged in the past for the item. That gives you some sense of whether the current price is a true deal. Always get free shipping. There is rarely any reason to pay for shipping if you're shopping online with a major retailer and not in a big hurry to receive your order. Target, Walmart, and Best Buy provide free shipping on most purchases of $35 or more, and even if you're not an Amazon Prime member, it's easy to get free shipping at Amazon, where the minimum threshold for free delivery is just $25. Free shipping tends to be on the slow side, so check each retailer's policies before ordering. Amazon, for example, says it takes 5 to 8 business days to deliver items that qualify for free shipping on a $25-plus purchases. Walmart, on the other hand, offers free 2-day shipping on thousands of items at Walmart.com. If you need expedited shipping or if you haven't hit the minimum purchase requirements, check out free pickup options. You can often have orders shipped to your local store or Amazon pickup location and ready for pickup within 24 hours with no delivery fees. Note that some stores haven't exactly mastered the art of quick pickup for online orders. Our advice is to try to schedule your pickup when the store is likely to be least crowded, say right when it opens, making it easier for customer service to speed you along. Seek out the store's house brands. More often than not, a retailer's house brands feature the ideal combination of solid quality and low prices on items you need regularly: olive oil, coffee, T-shirts, batteries, and much more. The special brands we're talking about are those developed by retailers and sold exclusively in their stores, such as Kirkland Signature at Costco, Marona Cherokee and Market Pantry at Target, and Amazon Basics, which includes everything from phone chargers and paper shredders to yoga mats and fire pits. Unlike widely available national brands, which are more expensive because of high marketing and distribution costs, a retailer's house brands are relatively cheap to produce and stock in stores. Those savings are passed along to shoppers by posting lower retail prices compared with the big brands seen in major advertising campaigns. What's more, stores have a special incentive for their house brands to be decent, if not excellent, quality. Remember, these brands are sold by a single retailer alone, so when the products are good, they serve as a magnet for shoppers who have only one place to buy them. Shop around and use price matching. Before bringing your purchase up to a store register, take a moment to see what competing retailers are charging for the same item. An app like ShopSavvy lets you quickly scan items and find price comparisons with other stores. If the item is cheaper elsewhere, request a price match at the register or customer service. This can be tricky because each retailer's policies are different, and they're often confusing. Best Buy typically allows price matching only at the time of purchase. But if Best Buy lowers prices online or in-store during the refund and exchange period, you can get the cost difference refunded. Target will match prices with a competitor if the shopper alerts the store to a lower price on an identical item within 14 days of the purchase. Read the fine print on price matching policies and prepare for some frustration. Ultimately, it's often easier to order the item from the retailer that's listing lower prices than to ask for a match. Now, this article has some little sidebars that offer extra tips to save money at the four major retailers. First is extra tips to save money at Costco. Choose your membership carefully. Shoppers pay an annual fee to browse Costco's warehouse stores. There's a choice of Gold Star membership for $60 or Gold Star Executive Level for $120. Why pay the higher fee? You get 2% back on all Costco purchases. If you're unsure about becoming a member, ask a friend who's a member to buy you a Costco cash card so you can see what all the fuss is about. Focus on household staples. Milk, bread, and eggs are often much cheaper at Costco than at a nearby supermarket, even cheaper than Walmart and discount grocery stores. Pick up a rotisserie chicken. Perhaps Costco's best food deal of all is the $4.99 rotisserie chicken, which comes warm, fully seasoned, and ready to feed your family that night at dinner. Visit the food court. The $1.50 jumbo size hot dog deal, which comes with a fountain drink, makes for a super cheap lunch. Extra tips to save money at Walmart. Hunt for rollbacks and clearance sales. Walmart is known for low prices, assuring shoppers that everything it sells is priced reasonably. When those prices get cheaper by way of Walmart rollback pricing and clearance sales, shoppers may well encounter some great deals on items such as TVs, toys, and even mattresses. Look for rollback signs and clearance sections in your local store and check out the weekly circular available at Walmart.com for other deals. Use the Savings Catcher. The Walmart app's most valuable tool, the Savings Catcher, is pretty amazing. It looks at your Walmart receipts and compares amounts you paid with prices at nearby retailers, including chains like Best Buy and Target. When it finds a cheaper price somewhere, it pays you the difference in the form of a Walmart e-gift card. Note that as of late October, Walmart made the Savings Catcher available only to shoppers who use the Walmart Pay smartphone payment system. Extra tips to save money at Target. Find special deals with the Target app. The Target app's cartwheel tool is regularly updated with limited-time deals, often 20% to 50% off, on select items. Just add the appropriate items to the app and get your phone scanned at checkout for the discount to be applied. It also bakes in cashback coupons. A recent promo gave you a $5 Target card if you bought $15 worth of yogurt or smoothies. It can cut down your shopping time, too, by telling you in which aisles these items are located. Stock up during special sales events. One Sunday last December, Target offered 10% off all gift cards. Target has also been known to knock a flat 15% off all online purchases on Cyber Monday. Follow Target on Twitter or Facebook or sign up for the retailer's emails to find out early about special deals like these. Buy your own reusable or bring your own reusable bags. Target will give you a 5-cent discount for every reusable bag you bring to checkout every time you shop. It's not a big savings, but it's super easy. Extra tips to save money at Amazon. Check for coupons. Coupons aren't just for the supermarket. Amazon has a roster of changing online coupons with a special emphasis on discounts for name-brand household staples like Pampers diapers, Tide laundry detergent, Bounty paper towels, and Ziploc bags. Head to amazon.com/coupons for the latest offerings. Pay less for Amazon Prime. If you want free two-day shipping and other perks like streaming TV and discounts at Whole Foods that go along with Prime membership, think carefully before deciding between an annual subscription, $119, and the monthly option, $12.99. If you use Prime only in brief bursts, say during the summer for Amazon Prime Day deals or during the winter holiday shopping season, then you'll spend less in the long run by paying for Prime by the month. Just remember to cancel Prime during the lull when you aren't using it much. Amazon also has discounted Prime subscription rates for college students and low-income shoppers. And now, finally, from this Money Magazine issue, under the work section, a handyman service inspired by Grandma. The founders of Umbrella are helping retirees make some cash and new friends at the same time. This is by Elizabeth O'Brien. At just 27, Sam Gerstenzang has worked for a who's who of internet darlings, including BuzzFeed and Alphabet spin-off Sidewalk Labs. When he found it was time for something new, his next venture came from an unlikely source. "I was not expecting my next project to come from my grandmother," says the Brooklyn-based Gerstenzang, who has worked as both a software engineer and an investor. Last year, Gerstenzang co-founded Umbrella, a service that helps older adults stay in their homes by connecting them to a vetted group of mostly retired handy people who help with chores that can become more difficult with age. Umbrella's part-time workforce ranges from age 25 to 72, while customers range from age 65 to 98, Gerstenzang says. The company is modeled on a firm of the same name that began in Albany, New York in the 1990s and continues to serve more than 500 households in upstate New York as a nonprofit. When Gerstenzang's grandmother, an enthusiastic customer, told him about the original Umbrella, he and co-founder Lindsay Ullman figured they could use their expertise to scale it up. They've received one round of venture capital funding so far. The company operates out of an industrial loft office space in the Dumbo neighborhood of Brooklyn with 7 full-time employees. For now, Umbrella serves primarily Long Island, New York, but the co-founders plan to expand nationwide. In fact, the first question Gerstenzang gets when he tells fellow millennials what he does is whether his service is available where their grandmothers live. Digital First Seniors. Umbrella tackles the low-tech challenges of aging in place. Some 90% of older adults would prefer to remain in their own homes as they get older instead of relocating to a care facility, according to an AARP survey, and firms have recognized the business opportunities in helping them accomplish this. While some companies provide seniors remote caregivers with sensors that monitor whether the client has taken her medications or opened the refrigerator that day, sensors can't change a light bulb or install an air conditioner. That's where Umbrella Neighbors come in, as the company calls its handy people. Customers can text, email, or call in a request for help, and Umbrella sends a worker to their home. Umbrella takes a high-tech approach to its low-tech tasks. In their planning phase, Gerstenzang and Ullman had assumed that customers would call in requests about 80% of the time and email the remaining 20%. Once they got going, they discovered that older customers overwhelmingly prefer to text. They love their smartphones, they love texting, they love Facebook, and they love emojis, Gerstenzang says of his customers. Older adults often receive the digital cast-offs of younger generations, inheriting platforms that weren't designed particularly for them. Exhibit A, Facebook, was famously launched by college students for college students. But Umbrella is focused on seniors as digital-first consumers. The company has developed an app for both its workers and customers. Community Builders. Brad Cohen, 65, a retired social worker and healthcare administrator, works for Umbrella about 3 or 4 days a week. He earns $13 an hour, the rate that Umbrella pays its workers. The company charges customers an annual membership fee ranging from $129 to $299, depending on the level of service, and then $16 an hour for each job. It keeps $3 per hour for administrative costs and gives workers the option of donating their earnings to fund jobs for low-income seniors. For most workers, it's not about the money. It gives Cohen a sense of purpose to help out his fellow Long Islanders. I want to be involved with people, he says. There's a social component for customers as well. Gersten Zhang says the company sometimes notices that quick routine jobs take several hours to complete, according to a log that customers sign on completion. When Umbrella follows up to inquire whether everything was done to satisfaction, it turns out that the worker stuck around for a game of cards or a conversation after the job was done. In one case, the connection led to something deeper and unexpected. A customer wound up marrying the neighbor who came to her house for a plumbing job. Now we've got just a couple of minutes left, so I will end with a poem, as I like to do. This is by Robert Frost. It's called Departmental. An ant on the tablecloth ran into a dormant moth of many times his size. He showed not the least surprise. His business wasn't with such. He gave it scarcely a touch and was off on his duty run. Yet if he encountered one of the hive's inquiry squad whose work is to find out God and the nature of time and space, he would put him onto the case. Ants are a curious race. One crossing with hurried tread the body of one of their dead isn't given a moment's arrest, seems not even impressed. But he no doubt reports to any with whom he crosses antennae, and they no doubt report to the higher up at court. Then word goes forth in formic. Death's come to Jerry McCormick. Our selfless forager Jerry willed the special janissary whose office it is to bury the dead of the commissary. Go bring him home to his people. Lay him in state on a sepal. Wrap him for shroud and a petal. Embalm him with ichor of nettle. This is the word of your queen. And presently on the scene appears a solemn mortician, and taking formal position, with feelers calmly a twiddle, seizes the dead by the middle, and heaving him high in the air, carries him out of there. No one stands round to stare. It's nobody else's affair. It couldn't be called ungentle, but how thoroughly departmental. And one more by Theodore Retke, The Waking. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. I feel my fate in what I cannot fear. I learn by going where I have to go. We think by feeling. What is there to know? I hear my being dance from ear to ear. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. Of those so close beside me, which are you? God bless the ground. I shall walk softly there and learn by going where I have to go. Light takes the tree, but who can tell us how? The lowly worm climbs up a winding stair. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. Great nature has another thing to do to you and me, so take the lively air and, lovely, learn by going where to go. This shaking keeps me steady. I should know what falls away is always and is near. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. I learn by going where I have to go. And now we've run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. I hope you'll listen next time and that you've enjoyed today. I'm Florence Nash, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is generously underwritten by Celebi Chiropractic. Celebi Chiropractic welcomes the geriatric community with any neck, back, or hip issues. Call 919-782-4733. That's 919-782-4733. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at triangleReadingService.org. So long till next time. If you have any comments, please call 919-832-5138.